Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. We're delighted to have you with us as we continue a little series, mini series, 4 weeks on community. And we're talking today about a passage from John chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. Jesus crossed Lake Galilee, which was also known as Lake Tiberias. A large crowd had seen him work miracles to heal the sick, and those people went with him. It was almost time for the Jewish festival of Passover, and Jesus went up on a mountain with his disciples and sat down. When Jesus saw the large crowd coming towards him, he asked Philip, "Where will we get enough food to feed all these people?" He said this to Philip, since he already knew what he was going to do. Philip answered, "Don't you know that it would take almost a year's wages just to buy only a little bread for each of these people?" Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the disciples. He spoke up and said, "There's a boy here who has 5 small loaves of barley bread and 2 fish, but what good is that with all these people?" The ground was covered with grass, and Jesus told his disciples to have everyone sit down. About 5,000 men were in the crowd. Jesus took the bread in his hands, gave thanks to God, then he passed the bread to the people, and he did the same with the fish until everyone had plenty to eat. The people ate all they wanted, and Jesus told his disciples to gather up the leftovers so that nothing would be wasted. The disciples gathered up and filled 12 large baskets with what was left over from the barley loaves. After the people had seen Jesus work this miracle, they began saying, "This must be the prophet who has come into the world." Jesus realized that they would try to force him to be their king, so he went up on a mountain where he could be alone. So, have you ever seen the new show with Andrew Zimmerman on the Magnolia Network called Family Dinner? It's kind of a cool show, where Andrew goes and has dinner with families that continue the tradition of at least a weekly family dinner. In one show, he has dinner with the Von Trapp family. Yes, that family, the Sound of Music folks, that escaped from Austria during World War II. After they escaped, they emigrated to the U.S., first to Philadelphia, where they began touring as the Von Trapp family singers, and then moved to Stowe, Vermont, a place that must have reminded them of the Austrian Alps. There on the TV show, Andrew got to cook with them and have dinner at their chalet. They cooked a traditional dinner, and Andrew added his special dish. And can you guess what happened at dinner? They talked. In fact, that is always what happens when friends and family get together around a meal. Even when folks who may not agree on too much sit down at a meal, they often talk, share, learn, and sometimes in the process decide to care. It's called table fellowship, at least in church circles. It is, in fact, one of the things many of us miss most during these days of COVID. We so much want to sit and eat and, most importantly, share stories of what is happening in our lives, telling about what we see God doing in our world. Table fellowship draws together folks from all kinds of walks of life, or at least it should in the church, to talk about our faith, our joys, our concerns, our hopes and dreams for the kingdom of God as we see it right here in this community and in this church. So imagine, if you will, what would have happened around those clusters of people initially gathered to get their family members or friends healed by Jesus. Healing was exciting enough. Now Jesus and his disciples were feeding them. So what do you think would have been the topics of conversation? The scripture in John's gospel says that when Jesus saw the large crowd coming towards him, he asked Philip, "Where will we get enough food to feed all these people?" He said this to test Philip, since he already knew what he was going to do. Jesus was planning to feed them from the beginning. God's plan has always been to feed us, all of us, and all of them. It is the calling of God's people to feed anyone in need or anyone who desires to come. And then talk. We don't have a record of the conversations of those some 5,000 people, though the scriptures say 5,000 men, so maybe there were even more than that. But the conversations must have been amazing. People had to be talking about this Jesus, about his crazy disciples carrying around basket after basket of tuna fish sandwiches, and most important, I think, from Jesus' point of view, about God's wonderful provision for his people. when we choose to feed people, when we choose to talk to people, we create an opening for the kingdom of God to show through. These folks must have talked about faith, about this amazing act of love, about the overwhelming abundance. They must have smiled, maybe danced a little, and celebrated the fact that on this day they had seen God once again in their midst. Think about it. God had provided not too little, not just enough, but so much that there was 12 baskets of leftovers. Enough to feed a second whole crowd. A tuna sandwich for you and you and you and everyone, Oprah would have declared. 12, enough for a basket for each of the tribes of Israel. 12, so many leftovers that one has to see that God's provision is always way more than we could ever ask or dream for. What do you suppose the disciples would have done with 12 baskets of tuna sandwiches? It does suggest in the scriptures it was just the bread, but nonetheless, hear the good news. God provides our daily bread. And that's what happens when God's people not only gather to eat, but also to share together, to pray together, to be in community together. Out of it comes revelation. After the people had seen Jesus work this miracle, they began saying, "This must be the prophet who is to come into the world." They, sitting at dinner, had met the Messiah, the Savior of all. We, as God's people, have an opportunity to meet that same Messiah, have that same conversation happen, not only when we meet to eat as soon as we safely can, but when we feed each person who comes into our food pantry and who receives our backpacks. I gotta tell you how many people who have received food from the food pantry have told us how grateful they are and how many see in this church the evidence of God's love that sustains them in their time of need. It is the least we can do, we who have been given the responsibility of the 12 full baskets. We are called to feed the world so that the world can see Jesus. Come have a seat at the table. Let's talk. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us for this podcast. If you have thoughts or ideas or suggestions or want to jump in and do something, let us know. You can contact us by email at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or you can check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. Thanks for coming out.